The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hey, this week is already halfway over. Football's right around the corner. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, you know, send naked pictures of yourself with messages on them, put odds on it.
Okay.
Just don't send the naked pictures to me. Send them to Hoffman.
No, Fred's Gmail.
No. So, what's going on, Hoffman?
Sports. What's going on with you, man?
I'm in a good mood today.
Are you? Yeah. Well, why?
Well, I got to play some of my new Xbox this morning, but, man, I did something I don't usually do. I took a nap this afternoon, and when I got up, I felt like a total freaking slug. That's why I hate taking naps. I just feel awful. So, just decided to go to the gym for 30 minutes and see if that would help. And, man, I feel great now.
You don't like to take naps?
No, because when I get up, I feel like I just feel awful. When I sleep during the day, I'm just like a complete slug when I get up. And I feel kind of sick and kind of, it's just odd. I don't know why. But
I love taking a nap. I never get to, but when I, the rare time that I do, oh, it's
well, weekends are a little different because usually you're still hungover. So that's kind of part of it.
No, I like a weekday nap. Weekends, there's too much going on.
Well, there is now. During the summer, it's not.
In the summertime, I'll nap on the weekend every day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is it's a time now where there's just not enough hours in the day to nap on the weekends. Random Wednesday? Oh, I'd nap if I could, for sure.
Well, then I got out and got in the gym, and now I feel great. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to just bend this show over today.
Okay. Make love to it.
Indeed. Old school way.
Jong, how's your day been?
Busy.
Busy. What do you do all day? What's been going on?
I got administrative stuff I got to take care of.
Such as?
A bunch of emails and stuff that I got to do with the affiliates and whatnot. Not affiliates, but like affiliate stuff.
Are people upset that the Steve Zabin show is no longer?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I walked in this morning.
The Zabe?
Chris Taylor. Like, yeah, Chris Taylor produces that show. He said for about 4 hours this phone would not stop ringing. I had contact with Craig Larson.
What have they replaced that show with? Have they done that yet?
So far, they haven't. I think they're running Ken Weinman, but Jason Barrett apparently reported that I think Mike North from Chicago is going to be replacing Zabin.
Why does Jason Barrett, who lives in New York, have to tell us that when...
I don't know.
Like, this is the Gal Media headquarters, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, his story said sources told him that Mike North will be replacing him.
Shouldn't you have some of those same sources?
Yeah, but...
But it's a long story?
Well, with network stuff, I don't get involved with network stuff.
At all?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought you were still having something to do with that, too.
No. Not okay, with the network stuff. But
to say otherwise, they should probably let you know.
No, but I've exchanged texts with Craig because I know that he's been bombarded with emails.
What time did that show come on? What's the hours, the time slot?
5 until 9, I believe. Or is it 8?
A.M.?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a morning show. It's a morning show.
Yeah, I've never heard that show, but yeah, that's a name around here that everybody acts like that guy was the big cheese.
Well, on the network he was. He kind of modeled... If a comparison would be kind of like our show where we focus on like kind of guy talk and it has a little bit of sports involved. That's kind of how his show was. His show was a majority was guy talk.
Did he copy us or did we copy him?
I don't think either.
Yeah, it's, his is very different. I used to listen to it when he was on, well, before I started radio, actually, when he was on 1560, I would listen to his show sometimes. And he does a lot of politics in addition to sports.
Old guy, young guy, what are we dealing with?
You met him. We met him at the Super Bowl. Remember the old bald guy that was not really old, but just kind of a cocky bald guy that was sitting next to us and hanging out with Travis Rogers?
Oh, you didn't like that guy, huh?
Not really. I didn't like any of it wasn't that I didn't like him. It's just those network guys all kind of looked down on us like we were peasants that didn't belong there.
Right.
Even though we make more money for everybody than they do. But
dude, I think, did like 8 hours of radio. Zabin did 8 hours, like
seven. 8 hours a day.
Yeah, he has his a drive time show in Washington where he's based out of.
Dude, that's a grinder, man.
Yeah, he would do the morning show. I think they said he'd take a nap, like we were talking about.
I wonder if he felt like garbage when he woke up from his nap.
Oh, when I did morning shows, like early in my radio career, and granted, I was like a young kid, and I was staying up till all hours of the night and doing a bunch of drugs and being an idiot. But I would, as soon as I got off work, I would go take a nap because otherwise I couldn't function. That's what I had to do. So if you do mornings, I think everybody who does morning shows takes a nap.
But then,
or else they go to bed at like 8 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, I could never do that.
I couldn't do that either.
If we were doing a morning show, we would be so hungover half the time.
It would be a disaster. That's why, thank God, I got to a point in my career where I could just say, listen, I don't do morning shows. And it would take a large amount of money for me to want to do morning shows, or for me to consider doing morning shows, I should say.
John, do you remember when we first got started, those Saturday morning shows, how awful Matt and I would look dragging in at 8 a.m.?
Well, I was hungover, too.
You didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Well, and our other producer one night, he came in and he was still hungover and had gotten a fight somewhere. That morning stuff just doesn't work for me. But
no.
But I think, didn't Travis Rogers do like 7 hours of radio too?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff.
He had his own thing in Austin.
Good for those guys. Good for me.
No, I mean,
people are pissed.
I've got like, somehow they got my name, and I guess they pulled it off the audiobooks thing because I have my email address is on there as executive director of Gal Media Audiobooks, and apparently they've confused that with somebody who has something to do with it, because I've gotten like 5 emails about it, and I've just forwarded them on and said, that's not me, brother. I got no say.
Was that show popular here in Houston?
Yes, it was.
Like, it got ratings here?
When 1560 registered, that'd be one of the only shows to register, yes.
So relatively, it was a popular show.
Yeah, but that thing got like... That thing got like 40,000 downloads a day. Each hour got 40,000 downloads.
Were you in on the very popular? Were you in on the conversation when they decided not to renew him?
I knew his contract was coming up, but they kept telling me that was the priority to get him re-signed. But I don't know what happened between when I was told.
Was he asking for more dough?
I have no idea, because I don't have too much privy into the network stuff. But I knew that the conversation of getting him re-signed was the number one priority for SB Nation Radio. So I don't know exactly what happened between when I was told that and this past
weekend. Interesting, because we're hearing a lot of like that our company didn't renew his contract. But if it was the number one priority, it must have been to where like he just wanted a lot more dough.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Do you think David Gal wants to come in here and talk to us about it?
Probably not. He's probably answering emails and whatnot.
It'd be a nice break
probably,
for him.
Yeah, busy. Yeah, he might.
What about Craig? Do you think Craig would come talk to us?
I'll go swing by during the break.
Okay.
And ask. But I know that this isn't too happy with his listeners, who have all posted on SB Nation Radio's Facebook page, hashtag Bring Back Zabe, and also people saying that they're deleting the app.
Oh, my. He's that big of a deal, huh?
Yep, and I've exchanged.
I wonder if our listeners would delete the app if we got fired.
And I know Dave carries his morning show on one of the stations up in Omaha, and he's told me that they're probably going to drop SB Nation Radio.
Oh, boy.
So this is really bad for the affiliates of SB Nation Radio, and a lot of them, that most all of them took the Steve Zabin show. Yeah.
Well, that's a tough call they must have had to make then. That's why I want to know the backstory on it. Yeah, tell Craig Larson to come in here and talk to us.
Because we're getting a lot of questions about it, and I wish I could answer them because I just don't know.
And somebody got a hold of the directory and blasted it on Facebook. Like, they put Craig's and David's phone numbers on Facebook.
Their personal phone numbers?
No, the direct lines.
Oh.
So I'm guessing their phone lines haven't stopped ringing.
Well, and poor, there's nobody to answer because poor Esme was in a car wreck.
Yes.
And by the way, real thoughts and prayers to her. Talk about a bad day. She was going home from her aunt's funeral, and somebody blindsided her, and she was in the passenger seat.
Crazy.
Got hurt pretty bad. So if you've ever won something and come up here and collected it, the very friendly person behind the desk, Esme, that's who that is, and hopefully she'll be back soon because it's not as much fun walking in and not having Esme smile at you when you walk in and say hello.
Good people, that lady.
She is.
It's disappointing. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Dirt Free. Summer's done. So are your carpets and floors. The kids and pets have tracked in all kinds of gunk. Your carpets are in need of a deep cleaning, more than what your vacuum or your mop can do. And, you know, there's a lot of companies that will come in and do it, but a lot of those guys will leave the floors dirtier than they found them. They leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that'll trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Call dirt-free carpet cleaning 281-DIRT-FREE and go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water, not toxic soaps. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll do three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. That's $100 value there. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what? I hate doing this because we're going to be out tomorrow, but I think we're going to have to pass on the phone calls today because we don't have anyone to answer the phone except for Jong.
I can do it.
Yeah, well, all right. But we'll try it. But if it gets to be too much, if you want to get in, 713-780-3776 on What Are the Odds Wednesday. Astros up 4-1, by the way. A couple things from Twitter. Matt says, don't Mike and Mike wake up before 4 a.m. to do their show?
Yeah.
And
miserable life.
The only way, now with that show, they have so many people who do research for them and stuff that essentially their prep is kind of done.
It's done for them, yeah.
So that would make it easier, but I still would be hungover. I'm not going to, there's no way I could do that. Matt asked, do you have a lock of the week segment? If not, would be a great addition. If yes, I need to pay attention more. No, because if you've listened enough, you know we don't believe in locks.
Yeah.
And we do on Fridays at 5 o'clock, we do all of our, we go through all the NFL games, we tell you which ones we're going to play, and then on, usually on Fridays, we'll also go through college games we like as well, and now I'm posting them to the website too, so there's plenty of places to get them, but there are, and that's another question that we get asked a lot, is like, I need one lock. It's like, man, I know you hear commercials that tell you things are a lock, nothing's ever a lock. Now, having said that, I should watch what I say a little more, because last night, when I told everybody that Canada was just going to absolutely destroy the U.S., and they did, I had about five people today tell me, thanks for that, man. I bet Canada minus 125. And I go, where the hell did you get minus 125? It was minus 300 when I looked at it. So if I'd seen minus 125, I would have bet it too. But apparently they got it at minus 125.
They maybe do a puck line?
No. It just apparently, I guess everybody thought because it was a must-win game, the number people bet it back down to minus 125. So, all right.
That would never happen with a football line.
Like, no, it wouldn't. Well, maybe I've seen fights like that at the last minute occasionally, but it's pretty rare. So, congratulations. I wish you guys had told me it got down at minus 125. Chris Whitmire asked us, what are the odds the Astros actually pull off a first-round playoff exit? They're up today. They cut it to two. It's another thing I kind of broke down on the website today, but you look at the rest of their schedule, it's very favorable. And the positives are the Orioles are playing Red Sox, Blue Jays, and you want Orioles playing Blue Jays because one of them has to lose.
Right.
The one negative is, and the one team you got to watch out for in this, Detroit has a very easy schedule with the exception of four games against the Indians.
Yeah, they haven't been playing very well lately either, though.
No.
Detroit hasn't.
No.
But, you know, and same with the Yankees, who their remaining schedule is manageable, but they've kind of fallen on hard times. So,
and the Mariners had that one nice run, but now they've kind of come back to earth, and you get to play them three times anyway. So
you say you get to, but, I mean, they're only one game behind the Astros. That could be a killer.
But that's also a positive. I mean, if you're close with that team, theoretically, if you want to make the playoffs, shouldn't you beat them?
Yeah.
So I think that's a positive. All the teams that are in the mix, that's the one I'd want to face right now.
The playoff percentage chance for the Astros, 18.4.
Seems about right. Because there are a lot of teams still grouped in there. But they're only two back of the second wild card, which is the Orioles right now. And they're winning today.
The
Orioles have a couple more with the Red Sox, too, who are just destroying people right now.
Yeah, the Red Sox are real good right now. The Royals still have a 0.1% chance, but I think they're pretty much done.
Yeah.
And they're only three games behind the Astros, but that's how, I mean, if you drop three games somewhere along the way, that's how quickly you can just be out of this thing.
Yeah.
I think it's almost impossible for the Royals. The Astros, like I said, are 18, the Mariners are 8.5. Did the Astros one game up on the Mariners?
Yeah.
Jump to 18.4.
Well, so I think that's part of that's probably schedule too.
Yeah.
Because they've got six with the Angels, who Angels are to Astros as Astros are to Rangers.
Yeah.
So you should be able to get a good number of wins there.
And then the Tigers, 32.8. Wow. Orioles, 54.5. Blue Jays, 83.5.
Okay.
So
if I had to take an exact box there.
I forgot the Yankees. They're 2.2. They're pretty down in that, too.
I'd probably take Blue Jays and Tigers with... I think the Orioles are going to be the team that falls out, and I might have the Astros as my third choice in that. But
you think the Orioles are going to fall that far?
Well, they're not that far ahead. They're only two games ahead of the Astros right now, and they've got take a look at their schedule, man. They got the Red Sox. They've got three with the Jays, and somebody else they've got on their schedule. It's pretty tough too. I could see them falling completely out of it. They're because they're just right there in that mix with everybody else.
Yeah,
they're just in the lead right now. All right, we got phone calls. Let's try them. Let's see if we can do it without overwhelming poor Jung. And we'll start with Alex on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Sorry, it's not really a What Are the Odds question, but it was something that I've been thinking, contemplating, and I've been asking my coworkers. With the Texans being somewhat similar with the Patriots, meaning you got the coaching staff, and some folks call them like a Southern State version of the Patriots, but with that backup situation with the QBs, you see what the Patriots do. They go and draft a second-rounder quarterback. He's a third-rounder quarterback, and history showing Matt Castle being there, cut filling in, and he does a great job for that one time, and they use him as trade bait. And then now Jimmy Garoppolo's there, and he's doing a great job again in the beginning of the season, and now you got Jacoby Brissett coming in, and who knows what he's going to look like. Why don't the Texans consider doing something like that and investing something like that for a backup just in case something happens to Brock?
The Texans?
Yes.
Like trading for Garoppolo or someone like that?
Drafting
a quarterback. Well, remember, I mean, this is how – that's sort of what they did with Tom Savage.
Yeah.
I mean, they just – the Patriots – and I don't know who's calling them Patriots South. That's a dumb thing. If your friends are doing that, tell them to stop. The Patriots win Super Bowls. Texans typically go 8-8, 9-7. The Texans, I mean, for the longest time, they were hoping to find a starting quarterback. You can't really worry about finding an effective backup until you get a good starter.
And it's easy to go and get and take some chances in the draft on quarterbacks.
When you've got Tom Brady.
When you've got Tom Brady there and you know you're safe. And then if these guys develop, and Matt Castle was not a guy they drafted. Matt Castle was they drafted him really late and then developed him, and he turned out to be a pig when he went elsewhere. And that's the one thing you're going to find. Look how great Matt Flynn looked in Green Bay.
Yeah.
He looked like a starting quarterback, didn't he, in the times he got in there? And Jimmy Garoppolo looks like he's going to be a superstar playing for New England.
Yeah.
What would he be with somebody else? Somebody will pay you a lot for him because they're always going to need quarterbacks. And you know, Jacoby Brissett. We'll see how he plays. It's if he does well, there might be some value. But they've also drafted an awful lot of Rohan Davies and guys like that.
Right.
And they miss on him a lot. But that's it's easy to do when you have the Packers do that too. When I got Brett Hundley.
Yeah.
Hey, that's if you got Aaron Rodgers.
If the Texans get to a spot where they're sure Brock Osweiler is the real deal, and there's not going to be like a question year to year who's your quarterback going forward, maybe they'll be able to do that. But as it stands right now, I mean, the Texans need to make sure that they've got a solid guy starting.
Kyle wants to know, what are the odds the Texans believe their own hype and get beat by the Patriots tomorrow night?
It's absolutely possible.
Of course it is. It's.
And that doesn't even have to be a believe in your hype thing. That could just be the Patriots are still a really good team, even without a quarterback.
And defensively, they're going to see some things they haven't seen yet this year. And this is the first time they've been on the road. There's a lot going on here against the Texans. I know it's an advantage not having to face Brady or Garoppolo, but realistically, you know, let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps just yet, because that's a pretty good defensive staff over there that's going to show Brock Osweiler some things he hasn't seen. And I think the Texans are going to win, but boy, I certainly wouldn't bet any money on it.
Yeah.
Jay wants to know, what are the odds the Raiders fire Ken Norton Jr. and make the playoffs? Probably a little early for that, but that defense, that's not so good.
That's a problem.
They're off to a bad start. Let's try Big Al. What's up, Big Al?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, sports.
I'm enjoying your show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, man, I wanted to touch on, you guys made a comment on the Houston fan base. And, you know, I've been a Houston fan for a long time. And in my opinion, you know, these guys, I mean, the Houston fan base, I think they're just tired of mediocrity. You know, you got just basically incompetent. You got, look at Daryl Morey. You know, I mean, for some reason, I just can't figure out why is this guy still around. He's just about run the organization into the slums with some of his choices, and I don't think they'll ever come out of it. And as far as the Texans go, you know, been a Texan, all a fan, and this is the first year that I am really optimistic about the Texans, and I'll tell you why. The jury's still out on the coach, as far as I'm concerned, but I think they've made some good picks. I see them beating New England by 10 points. A few years ago, and a few years ago, I told Barry, you know, when the Texans were starting off real like on fire, and I said, Barry, they'll be lucky to win four games. They won the first four games and didn't win another one. We had lunch at TGI Friday, and guess what? Barry took me to lunch. Stand-up guy. I mean, the guy's like an almanac. I sit there and talk to this guy for about an hour.
But sorry.
I see something special with this team now. I really do. I feel very optimistic about the Texans. I'll hang up and listen.
I think the Texans look pretty good. I don't know if I feel like we're they're suddenly a great team. I think they're pretty good.
Optimistic's a good way to describe it. I think,
I'm cautiously optimistic.
I'm always cautiously optimistic, though. That's just the nature of being a cynic. Is you have to be there has to be some caution to it. But
their defense is really good.
Their defense has a chance to be one of the two or three best in the league. And if you have that, then yes.
What would you grade Osweiler, what you've seen of him so far?
A C. What I see, though, is hopefully what I see is an upward trend on him. What I see is a guy who's going to get better game to game and correct some of these mistakes. The things I like, pocket presence seems to be really good. He seems to make good decisions. When he makes mistakes, it's forcing the ball towards DeAndre Hopkins. And okay, that's you're going to do that. You're going to try to force the ball to your big receiver to go make plays, but you got to make better decisions than that. And I think if you can get rid of those and continue to do the other stuff he's doing, then I see a really high upside for him. But how many times do we see quarterbacks that do that and then they never eliminate those mistakes? And if he doesn't eliminate the mistakes, then well, okay, Matt Ryan, you know, Matt Stafford, guy's going to win games for you, but also going to lose games for you.
Yeah.
But so far,
also, by the way, him, if he turns into Matt Ryan or Matt Stafford, it's not the worst thing in the world.
It's not
that's
the worst
a serviceable quarterback.
Yeah, that's a quarterback you can win 10 games with.
Yeah, that's a guy you're not going to go, you know, you're not going to be panicking and looking for a new one next year if that's what he is.
And
but is that a guy who can win a Super Bowl for you? That's to be seen.
And that I don't know yet. There's no way to know. And I said this before the season. It would be 8, 9, 10 games before I could make a real judgment on the guy. And, you know, and that's not going to change after two games. I like what I see, but I need to see more.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're stepping up their efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. If your weekends suck because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope. Even if you failed the breath or blood test those police gave you, a lot of things you should know about those tests. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The police breath test machine isn't even warranted fit for testing on humans. Most states have abandoned the machine. It's just old technology. It's antiquated. Failing the test is not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems, the scientific problems with the machine. Same with the blood test. They're going to notice that the doctor or that they're not testing your actual blood like a medical doctor would do. They're testing the air above it. These are indirect, circumstantial tests for alcohol. That's where Attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's experienced in telling the truth about those tests. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number into your cell phone, 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Attorney Gary Trichter.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And Matt says, you guys didn't fact check that caller. He said the Texans won five games a couple years ago. When did that happen?
Actually, I think he was talking about the 2-14.
He said, yeah, he said four, which I am pretty certain he meant the 2-14 year.
Yeah, because that's the year that they won two games and then didn't win another game.
Yeah.
And that's a year that Fred and I both predicted they would not be very good.
And nobody listened to us. All he did was get mad at us and say Case Keenum was going to save the team. And that's all right. Well, it happens. And just, I know we have a lot of new listeners, so it's kind of just a show primer is phone call wise, try to get your point done and get in and get out. So because we try to move fast. And basically want you to just come in with your point, hit it, boom, we'll respond, boom. And that way we get more people on.
It's like a hooker. We don't want to cuddle.
Yeah, yeah. And
we want you to use us, abuse us, and just get out of the room, please.
Exactly.
Leave your money on the table.
Do it like that. So with that in mind, we'll try Sam.
Sam, I am?
Sam?
Sports.
Hey, sports, Sammy.
Hey, I was wondering, seeing how bad Seattle Seahawks are playing here lately, what are the odds that Cody Kessler gets on the board touchdown-wise before the Los Angeles Rams even score a touchdown? I'll hang up and listen. Oof.
I'm going to go Rams 70%.
Yeah, they can't go three games without scoring, right?
It seems unlikely. I mean, especially when they've got Todd Gurley.
Hmm.
But who knows? The rest of that team is awful.
Yeah. So, there's some breaking news for you. Quentin Dimps is back on board for Monday at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Nice.
So, we'll be doing another show with him. Awesome. That'll be fun. Had fun the first time. And we shall do that again.
Is that going to be the same location? Or what
no, I don't know. Do we know where we're at there, John? Which Saltgrass that is?
I'll go check.
Okay, I think
it's... No one likes to tell us those things until, like, the day before.
Well, they did us a nice little thing that told us where we were. They printed it out and gave it to us and highlighted it. And I'm like, oh, this is great. I have it up at home on my wall.
And then it's not true.
And then Monday was the exact opposite.
Completely inaccurate.
It was supposed to be. So I don't really trust anything or anyone anymore. But I'm pretty sure it's a different Saltgrass.
I'm glad I texted you guys.
I am too, because I would have come in here about 3:30, and you're like, you're supposed to be in Pearland.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, my schedule had it in Pearland.
Okay. Well, the schedule they gave us did not.
Yeah, and Kristen, I think it's Kristen.
Kirsten. She'll rip your eyes out if you call her Kristen.
Kirsten.
Well, you know,
I like to call her Kirsten. She hates that too.
I would like to rip her eyes out for giving me wrong information then, because she and to give her credit, how long have we been asking for that? Just, hey, give us a thing that tells us where we're supposed to be. And so she did it, and it's all highlighted, and it's great. And it's also completely wrong. So, because it said 2-a-days on Thursday, but we're going to be out of Baybrook tomorrow.
Shame.
No shame. There's no shame. It's just, we just don't ask for much around here. Just a little coordination. That's all. Just let us know where we're doing the show, which thank you, Jong, for double checking. Well, it wasn't really a double check. It was more of a reminder. Let's try Darren.
Hey now, Darren.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports is going on, Darren. What's going on with you?
Nice, man. Man, same old, man. Trying to get it in. All right, so I got to, what are the odds? What are the odds if U of H stays undefeated and Louisville stays undefeated when they finally play each other? What are the odds that game will literally be like a de facto game for one of those last playoff spots?
I mean, there's no de facto, because we've seen UH lose to teams they had no business losing to before and ruining what would have otherwise been an undefeated season. And Louisville's going to have to play an ACC championship at some point. I mean, but it's definitely a game that whoever loses that game, it's not going to be in the playoff.
Right.
I can tell you that.
Well, I won't say that. I think if
Louisville could
lose a close game and then win out the rest of the way, depending on what happens with, say, the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And I think they could still get in.
It's possible. UH can't be in the playoff if they don't win that game.
No, but I would love to see both those teams unbeaten for that game, just because it would be.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. It would be the center of the college football universe for one night. And you know, those are the kind of games you just love to see.
We're going
to
be at the Saltgrass in Sugarland, Fred.
Saltgrass in Sugarland.
Yes.
Okay. What the?
What do you need? The address? I'll get it to you during the break.
I'll get it. Yeah. Well, I'm just letting people know. Sugarland. Okay. Todd letting us know. We'll be at Sugarland. Awesome. Sugarland's not too bad. It's only about 10 more minutes up the road from
where
we
are. That's not bad.
Yeah. I don't mind that so much. All right, we'll try Andrew on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Andrew?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I take offense that you guys don't want to cuddle, so I'll just go ahead and get straight to it.
Thank you.
What are the odds Tom Brady comes back from the suspension and he's not quite up to par with where he's been, just because he hadn't been around the team and he's possibly not as prepared? I'll hang up.
I think Tom Brady is going to be more prepared than he's ever been. And I think I'm calling it from week 5 to week 17 in the NFL, and really probably through the playoffs, is the Tom Brady bleep you tour.
Yeah.
And I feel like Tom Brady is going to go around defecating on other teams. And I'm talking, they're going to be throwing the ball when they're up 28 with 3 minutes left in the game and not caring. They're going to go out looking to embarrass everybody and clown everybody. And I honestly think he's going to put up the kind of numbers. I don't think he'll win it, but I think at the end of the year, people will say Tom Brady should probably be in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, there is a 0% chance he comes back unprepared. Now, physically, he's a year older.
Yes.
And at some point, that catches up with everybody. We saw it with Peyton Manning.
We've seen it with Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, we've seen it with Adrian Peterson. But with quarterbacks, too, a lot of times it just happens. And because Manning wasn't that far removed from a record-setting year.
Right.
When all of a sudden, you know, you realize, okay, the zip's gone. He's not the same guy. I think with Brady, I'm not worried about that too much, because just his style of play, I think it'll hold up. But that's the only thing that would worry me about Tom Brady. That guy is going to be ready. There's no doubt. When he's motivated.
And he will be motivated.
He does bad things, man, to quote an old commercial.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll keep you up to date on the Astros as well as they look to finish off the Oakland A's and apparently have added to their lead, judging from the yelling outside.
All right. Is it positive yelling? Are you sure?
I never can tell. I mean, we don't have interns, but we have people who yell at the TV out there.
Actually, that lead has decreased. Oh, no, just kidding. It looks like it increased again. It was 4-2, and now it's 5-2.
Apparently, George Springer has done something.
A Springer dinger?
I don't know, because I'm actually watching the end of this hockey game here instead of the Astros. Shame on me.
In other news that Astros fan would care about, Mariners lead 1-0 over Toronto in the bottom of the sixth. And Aaron Sanchez pitching a really good game for the Blue Jays. Nobody's hitting. I guess you're cheering in that situation. Are you cheering for Blue Jay or Mariner if you're an Astro fan?
See, I think...
Don't you kind of want to separate yourself from Seattle a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
I think that's kind of the move because you're... I don't know. I don't know what you want.
281 says, how awesome would it be to see Roger Goodell have to hand the Vince Lombardi trophy to Tom Brady at the end of the year?
I know that's what he's hoping will happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, if you live in Houston, you know the oil and gas industry is still in a downturn. And if you've been affected by that, you want an occupation with solid income potential but a little less volatility, here's what you should be doing. Check out mycomputercareer.edu. IT, one of Houston's high growth sectors. And if you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be for you. Everybody's got a buddy in IT, and none of those guys are broke. Because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country, particularly here in Houston. It's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies all over the city hiring IT guys, but to get the job, you got to have the skills and certification and the place to go to get them, mycomputercareer.edu. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry by partnering with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Many of those students start their first job in just a few months. You'll attend classes just twice a week on campus or live online, so your learning is going to fit into your life, and you're going to be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill and Texas workforce programs. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today. Find out if an IT career is right for you. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. Tomorrow, we broadcast live from Baybrook Mall. Join us on the lawn in the new outdoor mall add-on of Baybrook Mall. Bring blankets, chairs, snacks, and non-alcoholic beverages and get ready to catch Thursday night football on the big screen when the Texans take on the Patriots, and we're giving away great prizes every 30 minutes. Make sure to swing by the ESPN tent to enter and win mall gift cards, ESPN swag, tickets, and more. And we might even give away an intern. What do you think, John?
That depends on the intern, I guess.
Because
I don't want to give away a good intern.
Well, apparently we don't have a lot of them, so we don't have the ones that show up. But no, it'll be a lot of fun, so come on out to Baybrook Mall. And I spent a lot of my misspent youth at Baybrook Mall before.
Have you been to it since they've remodeled it?
No, I have not. So this will be my first trip.
It's nice.
It'll be my first trip down there because I can't tell you the last time I was in a mall. I'm just not a mall person. But when we were growing up, we always went to the movies in the mall, and then they had game rooms. This is before you were actual game rooms where you'd go in and play Galaga and stuff like that. And then try to pick up girls. That was our youth.
Yeah, they have a Dave and Buster's where we're going to be broadcasting from. There's a Dave and Buster's literally 10 feet from where you brought. Yeah, there's a Dave and Buster's. There's a Yard House. There's a Bar Louie. There's Maggiano's is over there. I think, let's see. What's that one near the Galleria? That sushi place near the Galleria? Kona Grill.
Okay.
Kona Grill's over there.
So it's
really nice.
Does that Dave and Buster's have that horse racing
game? You might want to go check maybe before the show.
Because if it does, I'm going to go a little bit early. All right, let's try a phone call. Chase, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
I got a what are the odds question. What are the odds the low NFL ratings from week one and week two have Roger Goodell worried? I'll hang up with this.
That the ratings have him worried?
Yeah, the ratings have been down. I think part of it, I think some of it's just matchup. Some of it's just, you know, it's natural that these things go in ebbs and flows. I don't think he's worried. I don't think there's too much, you know, to worry about yet. When it becomes a, if it becomes a long-term trend, then I'd be concerned. But part of it is, and this is just the reality of the new world, ratings are going to go down because you're streaming on Twitter,
right? Yeah, and listen, there's a lot of ways to watch.
Yeah, it's the same thing with radio, and it always drives me nuts when David Barron writes about how the sports ratings are all down around this. Well, it's because more people are listening on the app, which we don't get credit for. More people listen on the stream. That's the same for all these stations, and those numbers are a lot higher than people who listen to music stations, because the reality is, you know, if you're going to listen to music on a radio station, most of the time you're listening to your own music on iTunes or whatever. You're not actually listening to the station on there. But that's, yeah, it's one of those trade-offs. You say, oh, ratings are down. Well, let's look at how we're getting all this stuff in different ways now. And that's not going to change. It's the same thing with ESPN subscriptions. When we talk about the ESPN subscriptions being down, well, the reality is, take a look at how people are getting ESPN now. They're getting it through different ways. So yeah, their subscriptions are down, but you've got Hulu and all these other things that people are doing. And I think it's just a matter of the world's changing more than it is, oh, less people are watching NFL games. Just my opinion, though. Could be wrong.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's not worried.
No, and he's making, what, $40 million this year?
Yeah, I don't think he doesn't got much to worry about.
He don't worry about a damn thing. He just worries about, oh, how do I look good?
Yeah.
713, I listen on in my car on the way home. What are the odds I divorce my wife next time she calls me and interrupts the Blitz? Man, don't do that. The cost of giving away half your crap,
it's not worth it.
Having done that a few times, just
tough it out.
Yeah, we'll do our best to not talk about anything important while she's on the phone. Yeah. How's that?
Or just podcast it later.
Yeah, check the podcast later. Yeah. Although it is kind of a catch 22. We'd love for you to listen on the radio because we get the ratings for it, but at the same time, we do the kind of show where we're not going to repeat everything we say, so we need you to listen to it on the podcast if you miss something.
Or listen and then go back and listen again.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you could always do that. I would listen to us 9 hours a day if I weren't us. But it's ratings are an interesting thing, but they're also very misleading. It's not the 50s or 60s anymore where you could easily keep track of this stuff. Let's see. Kane, we'll do Kane. Kane?
Yo.
You're on.
Sorry, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
AJ, congrats on your win last weekend.
Thank you.
I had a what are the odds and a real quick question for you guys.
Okay.
On my what are the odds that the New England-Houston line moves again? It was even this morning. Now it's a negative one on the Houston side. And real quick, guys, could you briefly explain what the half point means on the ATS? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. I'm certain it's going to move again. I don't know where it's going to end up. My guess, it's going to end up with the Texans being probably a 2 to 3 point favorite, honestly, which is not what I would have thought earlier in the week. But the way the line has moved, I think that's the way it's going to end up going. And the half point is basically if, let's say the Texans are 3.5 point favorites and they win by 3 points, you would lose a Texans bet because that half point would be enough that they didn't win by more than 3.5 points. So they would have to win by 4. And if they only win by 3, then the Patriots side would be the winning bet. Good?
Yeah, it's a good explanation.
Okay. That's as good of a quick explanation as I can give.
And Vegas likes to do that.
Because people hate pushes.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that.
Yeah, I'd rather push than lose. But
that's true.
That's about it. It's like kissing your sister with tongue.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. First of all, My dog was at Man's Best Friend for 2 weeks, and she's a puppy. I took her there. I got that dog back last week, and it was amazing, the difference that I was seeing. This dog was a jumper. She was a play biter. She was a chewer. All that stuff is gone. I couldn't walk the dog on a leash. Now she heals. She sits. You know, she walks on the leash without pulling. And that's just in 2 weeks. It's amazing. And the reality is you don't want to make your dog guess what you expect from it. You want to teach the dog so they'll know what you want. And training is really the best thing you can do for your dog. It's the best thing you can do for yourself, because if you have a dog that's not trained, you know how crazy it can make you. And the Man's Best Friend is the professional difference in dog training. These guys do it all. They board, they train, they groom. Bring your dog in. They'll customize a program to fit what you expect from your dog. You let them know what's important to you. That's what they'll work on. It's a free evaluation. And our listeners, you go out there, you get 30% off just by mentioning that you're an ESPN 97.5 listener. Phone number 713-932-6709. The website is mansbestfriend.com. And right now, if you go to ESPN975.com, there's a link to sign up for a free contest where the winner gets a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. It's hard to beat that $250 worth of training or boarding or grooming for your dog at Man's Best Friend. Go to ESPN975.com, click on the Man's Best Friend link, and it'll take you right there. That's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com.
Didn't even get no static from the cowards, because just yesterday them boos tried to blast me. Saw the police and they roll right past.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.